Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it all?
Go ahead!
Number five.
All right, the Baltimore Ravens with another impressive win this week, this time over the Houston Texans 33-16, while the Chiefs squeaked by the Chargers 23-20 in overtime. So, do we have a new best team in the AFC after this week?
The Baltimoreans, Well, they've scored the most points in the AFC at 71, and they've given up the fewest in the NFL at 22, and I think the only team that scored more than them is probably Green Bay. They're pretty good. They are. But they played Cleveland in week one. How about you get at me after next Monday night's game? Like, this is one of those blockbusters on the schedule that's early on the schedule. I think they might be the best team in the NFC, or excuse me, in the AFC. But talk to me after Monday night's game.
Well, they've benefited, much like the Steelers benefited, from having the Giants, then the Broncos, and being able to make mistakes and still end up 2-0. The Ravens haven't seen any mistakes out of them. Very few and far between, if any. And they benefited from having the Browns. And then, admittedly, I've said it before, the Texans are not as bad as they've looked. A slightly better Texans team. And now it'll really ramp up. Like you said, Colin, they get the Chiefs next Monday night, a week from tonight, and we'll really see who the best team in the AFC is early on in this 2020 season.
Number four.
So Mitch Keller had a no-hitter going through six innings on Saturday, threw 84 pitches through those six innings, and then was taken out, and the Pirates bullpen blew the four-run lead to lose 5-4. Thoughts on the decision to pull Keller there?
Well, no surprise on the bullpen blowing the lead. That's the first part of it. But back
As
to the other
tradition.
Part of it. Mitch Keller's one of those assets and the few assets that they do have. He's coming off of injury. I think that Derek Shelton has been suspect in his first year as manager, but I actually think he got this one right. There's nothing to play for. There's no reason to blow this kid's arm out. I think it was the right move to go cautious with him.
Yeah, and I think I'd say the same thing. I heard people upset about Musgrove being lifted yesterday, but he was at 94 pitches after six innings, despite how well he was throwing, 11 Ks over six. If you were in the middle of a race, this would be different. You do everything you can to win absolutely every game. And I'm not saying they didn't try to win these games, but let's be honest. The protection of the asset, as you put it, Colin, and that's what Mitch Keller is right now. He's their best hope for a future number one starter in this rotation, at least as it's currently constructed. You protect that asset. And so I don't have a problem with it at all. He wasn't going to finish the game anyway. So it's more about the bullpen and the fact that they have nothing down there.
Number three.
After North Carolina scored 31 points against Syracuse the week before, Pitt only put up 21 in a 21-10 victory on Saturday. Are you concerned about the Panthers' ability to score points this year, or is that just focusing on the negatives too much?
Wow! I'm concerned I still don't have the frickin' ACC network at my house.
Seriously.
And then I watched Boston College instead of Pitt. Although Phil was really good, so that was exciting to watch. That said, I don't know. I don't know what to think about Pitt. I don't know. I don't know. I do think that Pitt, though, in terms of a running game, I like that they have five guys and that they're able to kind of run the football, or like that they think that they can. And I like that they have a receiving core that's kind of surprised me. I'm not worried about Pitt's defense at all. I think they're going to continue to even get better as the season goes on.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go with this. We can point to the just 21 points on offense. This defense is just it's really ludicrous. It's going to be – it could be enough – this the defense alone, they could score 16 points a game. And this defense alone could be enough to get them into the ACC championship game. And that's not hyperbole. That's just how damn good it is. And so that's what I choose to look at. Yeah, are there still hiccups on offense? Yes, but – I think this defense is just, it's enough to single-handedly win football games for them, that side of the ball.
Number two.
The Steelers were penalized 10 times for 89 yards in this game. Is that a one-off or a future concern for this team?
One-off. I think it's a one-off. And I think you look at guys like Joe Hayden and you look at some of the other things that happen. I absolutely think it's a one-off. It's not a big trend.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for the early season lack of preseason training camp work that goes into that as well. So if it becomes a pattern, then we can start to worry about it. But for now, we just look at it, I think, as a one-off and something that made yesterday's game a little tighter than we wanted it to be.
Number one.
James Conner got the start, ended up with 106 yards on 16 carries, while Benny Snell only got 3 carries, 5 yards, and also fumbled. So should the Steelers be locked into this usage pattern for the rest of the season as long as James Conner is healthy?
I don't know what the usage pattern is exactly, but I do know this. Benny Snell fell off the mountain quick. He just can't be trusted right now. He puts it on the ground too much. Ask Rashard Mendenhall what that can do to a career. You just can't fumble, and you especially can't fumble in big situations. I don't know how he gets it back. But right now, he can't get the football. You just can't give it to him. You can't.
Well, not in crunch time anyway. I think you've still got to, as we've talked about, there's a mix between these two backs that will be successful on offense. And I think if you put Snell on the shelf to the point where he doesn't touch the ball again, you're making it very difficult for him to get over these two fumbles. And I understand you've got to play every play and every snap to try and win every single moment, but you've also got to find an opportunity for Benny Snell to get back on the horse. And I think we haven't yet reached the point where you say, I put him up on the shelf, I put him on ice, I don't use him again, and I don't know how I'm going to get him back into being used, because there's still something there. We saw it last week against the Giants that I'd like to see more of, and I think the question will be, how do they find that mix?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.